Good evening. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com Monday night. I want to begin by thanking our host, Jake Weinman, for his tireless effort in bringing us together to learn every single Monday night, every single night of the week, and everything that goes on behind the scenes to promote and to be Marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. We also want to acknowledge all the technical assistance we have here, Mitch Green, and Eli Neiman, and all of the Choshev and Magide Shiurim, who are mechazek one another. We want to thank our sponsor, who has dedicated tonight's shiur l'zecher u'le'ili nishmas manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. And also we want to thank another sponsor who has dedicated tonight's shiur for learning for the Lili Nishmas Chaya Rochel Bas David Zvi. May their neshamas have an aliyah. And again, we express our thank you to the generosity of our sponsors. This week is Parshas Mishpatim, very, very complex parsha, to say the least. Right after Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch has given us a very good beginning to get deep into the complex laws of Chosh and Mishpat that appear in Parshas Mishpatim and many other halachas as well, other sections of Shulchan Aruch. But this Shabbos is something very special, because the Shabbos, it's Parshas Shkolim. The Shabbos we will bench Rosh Chodesh Adar. Purim is around the corner. And Rosh Chodesh Adar begins with Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Adar. Shabbos, Mevarchim Chodesh Adar usually is Parshas Shkolim. So we will be learning this Shabbos from two Sifrei Torah, from Parshas Mishpatim, and we'll be learning the Parsha of Machzis HaShekel. Be'ichod ba'adar mashmim al Shkolim, as much as HaMikdash HaYekayim, everyone would donate the Machzis HaShekel to the Beis HaMikdash in order that the Kohanim could purchase Korbanos. The money was used for the communal korbanos, the tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel ben harboyim, the musafim on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. Every person has an obligation to participate in the offering of the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, and the machzis haShekel was donated in Chodesh Adar, so that when it comes Chodesh Nisan, we all, the Kohanim, have the funds necessary that are in order to purchase the Korbanos for us, the Klal Yisrael. And when we lay in Parshas Shkolim, it comes with a special Haftarah. And it's not, I don't think it's so common that we lay in Parshas Shkolim, full Zad and Parshas Mishpatim. Maybe I'm mistaken, maybe it is. I don't have the calendar in front of me to look at all the past years, but in any event, this year it's unique. It's special that we will be learning Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Mishpatim. Is there perhaps a connection between the Haftarah of Shkolim with Parshas Mishpatim? Usually, the Haftarah of a Parsha draws upon the theme of the Parsha. When we have the Dalet Parsha, Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh, then there's a difference in we deviate. We take a break from reading something that relates to the Parsha from the Nevi'im, and we focus on the special uniqueness of the Maftir, of the second Sefer Torah that we take out and read from. But yet, sometimes, even when we have a special reading of the Haftarah, it does sometimes connect to the actual reading of the Parshas HaShavua. And I think there is a connection. There is something that would seem to be a coincidence, but we know that nothing is a coincidence. There is something that connects the Parsha with the Haftarah. And I'm referring to the concept of a door. A delis. In the beginning of the parsha, Parash Mishpatim, we learned that about an eved ivri. Person, chas v'sholim, he steals and does not have money to pay back. The Torah says he should be sold as a slave. If nothing else works. If the person doesn't have money, can't get hold of money to repay his debt for his theft. So if worse comes to worse, Rahman al-Litzlan, he sells himself as a Jewish slave, an Eved Ivri. The law is an Eved Ivri works for 6 years, and at the end of 6 years, the Eved Ivri goes free. That's what the Torah says. Torah then says, what happens if this Jewish slave, after 6 years, he says to the master, you know, these last 6 years, it's been wonderful. You've treated me so well. He's been given a shifcha kenanis, an additional wife. And he says to his master, I love you. I don't want to leave. I want to continue my relationship with you, and I want to remain here as your slave. Torah says this is a very severe violation of what is proper, what is moral, for different reasons. And the Torah says we should take this Eved Ivri, bring him to the Beis Din, bring him to the door of the Beis Din, or the post, the mezuzah, the vertical post, and take an awl and bore a hole through his ear to the door or to the post. Verotza adoinov es oznoi bar marzea va'avodol yolom. And after that, he will be a slave until Yovel. This is what we learn in the very beginning of this week's parsha, the law of an Eved Ivri. And if at the end of his 6 years of servitude, if he refuses to leave, this is what we do. I'll read the psukim. The omor yomar ho'eved. If the slave says, "Ohavti es adoni v'es ishti v'es banai," I love my master, I love my wife, I love my children. Lo yetzei chavshi. I do not want to leave. Then the consequence is v'higishoy adonav el ho Elohim. His master will bring him to court. V'higishoy el hadelef will bring him near the door of the court. O el hamezuzah, or near the post. Zeratza adonav es oznob amartzea. The master will bore a hole through his ear with an awl. Va'avodol le'olam, and will be his slave until Yovel. Rashi tells us, asks the question, why should the master, what is the reason, the meaning behind this halacha of boring a hole through his ear into the door? So Rashi tells us, Rabbi Shimon hayudoresh mikra ze kemin choymer. Rabbi Shimon, Tana, would elaborate upon this verse with a beautiful statement, as if the statement was a pearl, a precious stone. Why did the Torah demand that his ear be perforated through a door? And the answer is, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Deles u'mezuzah, Shohoyu Eidim b'Mitzrayim, they were witnesses in Egypt, Kishe Posachti al Hamashkef Yashtei HaMezuzahs, when Hashem passed over every Jewish firstborn on the night of Makas Bechoros, where Hashem has selected us to be His nation. V'yamarti, and Hashem said at that moment in time, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, the Jewish people are my servants. Avodaihem, they are my servants. V'loi avodim l'avodim, they are not servants to servants. Paro is only a servant. Egypt is only a servant. The Jewish people are Hashem's servants. They are not servants meant to be slaves in Egypt, to be a servant to a servant. The door was a witness because the Jewish people were told to take the blood of the Korban Pesach and to apply it to the door, to the post of the door, and to close the door, and to reside inside. And the door was a witness to Hashem's statement, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodaihem v'loi avodim l'avodim. And this fellow who has stolen money and had to be sold as a slave. And now after 6 years, he says to his master, I want to remain as your slave. I want to be a slave to a slave. When we punish him, we punish him in the presence of the door. The concept, the door that was a witness to Hashem, making it known in Egypt when he took us as his nation, Avodahim, the same door, that same concept, should be the instrument of punishing this person. You forgot where you come from. You forgot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has selected you to be, you are his servant. You're not a servant of anyone else but Hashem. In this week's Haftarah, we learned about the story of the renovation of the Beis HaMikdash. It says, in the time of the Bais Rishon, in the time of Yehoyada HaKoyein, the Beis HaMikdash was in a state of disrepair. And the technique, the way fundraising renovations worked at the time of the Beis HaMikdash was very different than we do things today. In time of where the psukim relate, there were people that were appointed, they were given a task. Let's make believe there has to be some repairs to a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever it may be, any task. And a person was appointed to be in charge of that. He would go out and raise money. He would go to his friends, to his family. He would collect money. The money was given to him. It was put in his personal bank account. And he would talk to his friends, family, private fundraising. When he felt that he had enough money to go forward with the project, he would on his own hire workers, he would hire a contractor, and he would spend the money. He would, of course, oversee it. He would supervise, and he would use the money that he raised privately to get the job done. In the Haftarah, it is related that this technique was not working well for different reasons. And one of the reasons, very clear in the Mefarshim, is that the people suspected that these private people who were collecting money for a project were keeping the money for themselves. There was corruption. They were pocketing the money. There was a lack of transparency. So the king decided we would have a new technique. A new technique would be when no longer should people give money to individuals, private people who were appointed to achieve a specific task, but instead all of the money should be given directly to the Beis HaMikdash. There would be oversight, transparency, and it would prevent any one of the people who worked in the Beis HaMikdash from being suspected of wrongdoing. And the way the pasuk describes this technique was, Vayikach Yehoyada HaKohen, he was the acting Kohen Gadol, Aron Echad, he took a box, Vayikoyv Chor Bidal Toy, he bored a hole in its door. So he put this box with a hole. Basically, he invented the pushka. He is the Yehoyada HaKohen, was the first person to invent a pushka, a box with a hole. You can insert the money into the hole, but you can't take anything out. It's a one-way box. Your fingers can't fit through the hole. The coins can fit through the hole, but not your fingers. And he put it, near the Mizbeach, near the Yamin, on the right side, the Vo'ish Beis Hashem, when a person would come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Nosnu Shom HaKoyanim Shom Yasaf Es Kol HaKesef HaMuvo Beis Hashem, and all the money would go into this box. And when the Pesukim go on, and when the box was full, they would take out the money, they would count it, there would be oversight, transparency, and no one would suspect anyone in the Beis HaMikdash of wrongdoing. A new system. It's remarkable that the terminology that is used in this Haftorah in describing the Pushka is described as a delus. They bored a hole in the delus, in the door of the box. It's an interesting word to use in reference to a box, but it means basically, the delus is to provide protection, and there's a hole. One way, the money goes in, does not go out, and there is oversight. That's the terminology that is used, the delus. Is it not remarkable that we're going to be reading this Haftarah this week, even though this Haftarah is focusing on giving donations to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the theme of Parshas Shkolim, and we're reading this against the backdrop of Parshas Mishpatim, where the parsha begins with a door, with the story of a person who fortunately has found himself in a very bad situation and sold himself as a slave, and now wants to continue in such a fashion and be a permanent slave to his master. And the punishment is part of the process of his punishment of the lesson we teach him is we take him to the door, to a delus, and we make a hole in his ear, which goes into the door. A hole in the door. There's a hole in the door in the parsha, and there's a hole in the door in the Haftorah. Perhaps we can extend the choymer, the pearl of beauty, of wisdom, that Rabbi Shimon in Rashi says in reference to the hole in the ear and the door of the nirtza, of the slave, the Jewish slave, to the Haftorah, to what we read about the hole in the door of the box that was used to collect money for the Beis HaMikdash. Until this point of time, when it came to fundraising, the fundraising was not done via the Beis HaMikdash. The money was given to individuals, and those individuals would then take the money and perform services for the Beis HaMikdash. There was a two-layer system. The two-layer system sounds similar to avodim or avodim. The afghanim, if we can call them these individuals, these supervisors, these distinguished individuals, they were servants of the Beis HaMikdash. And they called upon their friends, their people who they were close with, people that they had connections with, and they did their own fundraising. And when the money was given, the money wasn't given directly to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't given directly to Hashem. It was given to an intermediary. The money was collected. We are servants of Hashem. And the money was given to another layer of servants. Avadim La'avadim, a servant to a servant. We are servants, and the supervisors are servants, and we give the money to a servant. When this technique was employed, it led to different issues of corruption, as the Mefarshim say. There was suspicion of the Mefarshim say it was not efficient. The people who supervised, they took their time. They did not necessarily conduct themselves in a way that was to the satisfaction there was a lack of connection in bringing the funds to the Beis HaMikdash to achieve the desired goal. And the new technique was every person should bring his donation directly to Hashem. Avodai, Hashem says, you are my servants. Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's home. Every member of Klal Yisrael is a servant of Hashem directly. And when the person has to pay his membership dues, there's no intermediary. There's no need for there to be someone in between. Avodahim. V'loy avodim l'avodim. The funds shall be donated directly to the Beis HaMikdash with nothing in the middle. Perhaps there's a small amount of musar in this concept. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is thriving, and fundraising is an essential part of keeping Klal Yisrael moving and being successful. And unfortunately, there's a very big Yetzer Hara. The greater a mitzvah is, the greater chesed is, more the Yetzer Hara gets jealous and tries to get involved and damage. And there's a very great nisayon that an organization that's very successful, sometimes the people who are involved, there's a pride and there's an honor that it's not about the purpose, but it's about the organization. It's about some personal feelings. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that. Every person deserves credit and honor and a special thank you for their incredible devotion to Klal Yisrael. But we always have to remember, the goal is Hashem. The primary goal is to serve Hashem. An organization, whether it's a shul, a yeshiva, a chesed organization, it's not about us. It's not about the people who are running the show, who are making it happen. Hashem provides reward for every person. There's no question. And the more effort, the more devotion, certainly the more reward. But it's important to always remember the goal. The purpose is Klal Yisrael. The purpose is Hashem. Avodahim v'loy avodim la'avodim. We are Hashem's servants. And we are not servants to servants. The very first pushka in Klal Yisrael is drawing upon the concept of the delus with a hole. The delus with a hole in Parashas Mishpatim is revealing a concept. Don't forget, the goal is Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Avodaihem. We are Hashem's servants. Don't let the Yetzer Hara get involved, get in the middle, and start giving some credit or some loyalty or start paying homage to an intermediary. People are needed. Everyone is wonderful and great. But there's a danger of where people get involved and take things too personally and take possession. This is a very big problem. The first pushka, the first object that is symbolic of fundraising is brought to us with this choymer, this muscle of a pearl. Ki li b'nei Yisrael. Remember, it shall be 100% l'shem shamayim. It is for Hashem. Hashem ki li b'nei yishol avodim, v'loy avodim l'avodim. We're all on the same team. We're all on the same team. We're all here to help each other. I remember there's an institution. There's an institution where it's a very large institution, and they always made a dinner, you know, in a very beautiful hall every year for fundraising. But they weren't on the league where they made their fundraiser in a major hotel. It was a major institution, and they made a very, very honorable function in a, you know, a wedding hall, but not on the league of a major, major five-star hotel. They didn't have that kind of need, that kind of audience, that kind of technique in raising money that usually goes along with having a function in such a venue. And the year came, and I know this firsthand, with this organization, it was a very special year, and they decided they're going to make a very, very big event in honor of a certain accomplishment in the major venue that was beyond their league, over their head, over beyond their league. There was another organization, it was a person who worked there, and another who makes every year, and this other organization, Organization B, we'll call it, they made their fundraiser every single year in this major hotel. When one of the directors of Organization B found out that Organization A this year is going to make their function in this venue, he called them up and he said to them, you know, I hear this year you're making your dinner in this hotel. Let me tell you, we make our dinner in this hotel every year, or often enough. I know the ins and outs. I know exactly what works, what doesn't work, what you need to know. I have years of experience. Please let me help you. Let me come over, let me come down and sit with you, and let me tell you every secret that I know so that your yeshiva can be successful. We are on the same team. I have the experience, you don't. This is over your league. I'm telling you, you're going to need help, and I'm here to help you and do it for you. I'm very busy. I got a lot of work, but I know you need my experience. I want to help you. That's what it means. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. V'loy avodim l'avod. It's not about us. It's about Hashem. We're doing Hashem's work. We need to work together. You need to be successful. We need to be successful. And it's our success is not personal. We're not trying to be better than anyone. Everyone should be successful. And if we can help you, let us help you. Incredible Kiddush Shem Shemayim. This is the lesson. It is the connection, the delis with the chor, the delis with the hol, the nirtza, and the haftorah of Parashas Shkolim. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. May everyone have a wonderful week. We call success and blessings in all of our dimensions and desires. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you for coming and listening. Good night.